the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. This is the Grillin' Guys. It's the Easter show, April 8th, 2023, year of our Lord, 2023. Celebrating Easter with some really special people. We got on the first segment, we got to listen to Randy out on Lake Erie catch a couple fish. We just had Big Paulie up, and now we're going to roll to a local man, an old friend of mine who is a retired Army major, college recruiter, college, who knows, probably the dean of war at Western. It's Major Steve Prince, who now is on a new journey called Warriors Set Free. He's helping wounded warriors across the world. And Steve, it's so nice to have you back finally.
Yeah, thank you. Great to be back.
So tell us what is going on with Warriors right now on approaching Easter.
Yeah, so Warriors Set Free has been on quite a journey over the last, I think we're at 8.5 years. We've got a staff of 5 now, and we're a ministry ran by veterans to serve veterans. We use the term fighting for those who fought for us.
That's awesome.
And as we approach Easter, we're just reminded of the events that happened on Friday when Jesus was crucified. It didn't look good, and everybody that was there was looking around going, man, is there any hope? Is, you know, what do we have left? Our everything was just taken from us. And I look at a lot of the veterans that we've walked with through the years, and a lot of them are in that situation. They come back from combat, and they're not doing too well. And guys that are trained and gals that are trained to go off to war and fight our nation's battles aren't necessarily trained to come home and be great fathers or wives or parents. So
no.
Sometimes they lose the most precious things to them, their relationships.
Right.
And doesn't look like there's much hope. But
so from your perspective, you've got the catbird seat here, and you've been doing this 6-7 years, I believe.
Yeah.
What did you see from veterans just after our totally weird pullout from Afghanistan? That sneaking out in the night and massive shock to the world that we all saw. What did you see as a result of the hearts of these warriors?
A lot of the guys, specifically the ones that had fought in Afghanistan, took that very personally. And so I had the honor of talking that through with a lot of them. And kind of the mindset that I encouraged them to take is that they did their job and they did it well when they were there. A lot like our Vietnam vets, they all did the best they could and won a lot of the battles, but it was the government that ultimately made poor decisions that led to the demise of the, you know, our efforts there. And so I use the example of I played high school football, and, you know, when I was there, we did our job, and we had great seasons. But how they're doing now doesn't affect me as much as how they were doing when I was there. So for those guys to still take pride in what they did, and the time they did, and even if you look at it from, you know, what did Afghanistan gain from the time we were there? Well, we gave them a 20-year break of not having to live underneath the cruelty of the Taliban that runs that country. So even at a minimum, we gave them a 20-year break from pure evil, and unfortunately, there looks like they're back under that system again.
Yeah, and you don't see that in the news at all, surprisingly. I just thought of that. It's like, we don't know anything about what's going on there. It's not in the news, and probably by design. But
absolutely,
I can relate to the Vietnam portion you iterated, as my brother was in Vietnam and only made it 5 months. And I always wonder what that was for. And then I went in right after that, and there was no way I wanted a combat position. So I took a cool job and stayed, you know, in a wonderful environment, and didn't even think about exposing myself until about 3 or 4 years in. And then I started playing around with cross training, and I was going to go actually, it's really funny. I was working with some operators and they wanted me to join them. And I was looking at the CCT real closely, but I'd have to re-up, and I really just was ready to come home and get some schooling in. Now, you,
one great thing that's out there right now that I recommend everybody watch that's got nothing to do with us, but it's called Send Me. It's a documentary about a lot of guys that went over to try and rescue as many people as they could before Afghanistan collapsed.
Yeah.
It's a great documentary that really kind of lets you see what the story that wasn't told about how the government dealt with that.
Well, I did not know about that, and I would love to watch that, because I remember tracking those guys and just praying for them, hoping that, you know, they could do some good. And there's no information like dispersed publicly. There's, you know, it's all buried, and I think our government doesn't want us to know how good those people did and what failures they did have, because it's on them, it's on the Pentagon or whoever decided to pull that trigger, no pun intended. But so what is Warrior Set Free doing now?
So Warrior Set Free walks pretty much individually with any veteran that wants to connect with us. We focus on helping them build their faith, heal from the past, and win life's battles, and just thinking about kind of the, probably a terrible analogy, but the movie I get to watch over and over again with these guys is when I first meet them, there's very little hope. You know, they've lost a lot. A lot of them are drinking too much, or they've lost their families, and then we get to walk alongside of them and at least build their faith and who they are, and really help them anchor themselves in Jesus instead of whatever it is that they're dealing with. So we've got one veteran right now. I met him about 2 weeks ago, and he just quit drinking. He was 4 days sober when I met him, and things aren't great with his wife, but now he's got 4 or 5 brothers in arms and brothers in Christ walking with him. I've been on vacation this week and still texting him, but we've got guys on the ground just building those relationships. So one of the kind of neat things that came out of all this is an acronym. You have to have an acronym because it's military, right?
Right.
I love the term. Everybody's on their own faith journey. And so our acronym spells TRIP. It's truth, relationships, identity, and purpose. And when you look at those four things, are we operating out of truth? Do we have strong relationships? Because life is about relationships. Your identity is how you view yourself. And we encourage people to look at how God views them, and then your purpose. Like, why are you here, and what are you trying to get done? And are you getting fulfillment from what you're doing with your life? So a lot of times if you hone in on those four things and really take a serious, honest look at them, and that's what we get to do with veterans and first responders as well, is kind of help them take an assessment of where they're at and walk with them as they grow in whatever area needs to be developed.
So,
and for most people, it's faith. You know, we're not brought up in strong faith like we used to be. So
a little background on Steve. Are you still doing these concealed classes?
I am, out of Holland.
Steve,
about once a month.
Steve gave me training 5, 8 years ago. I don't know what, but I've been carrying. I've been carrying. Yeah. You also, and your daughter gave me a cat, and tell her Paisley is still very happy with us. Her and her daughter live in our garage. They have a private entrance and a heated garage, and they take care of all the varmints.
Not everybody that takes a pistol class gets a cat. That one worked out good.
I still would love to talk about
Prince Arming.
Prince Arming. I would still love to talk about having a woman's defense class out on my property. I've got a lot of women interested. We just need to pick a date and put it on the map and throw a dart and get something going.
Yeah, I've got some friends in Cedar Springs want the same thing, so we can combine them.
That'd be great.
And I also need extra help on the range that day.
Well, this has been wonderful. Steve Prince, Warrior Set Free, on your way back from Florida. Thanks so much for taking time with us, and you're awesome, dude.
Thanks, Bob.
Good to hear
from you.
Good to hear
Take
you,
care.
Too. All right, bye-bye.
Blessings.
All right, that's Warrior Set Free, Steve Prince. I met him, I think, at Alan Bob's years ago. He was collecting used weapons for trade-in hunters. This is the Grilling Guys. We're going to come back with what to do with that ham that's left over. So we'll see you in a minute.